Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Phil, we've talked before about how parking is going to be hellish around this place. This sounds like a great idea.
It's a great idea. I'm not sure exactly what the reality is going to be. We're going to be hearing a lot about the various ways that people are going to get in and out of the new Warriors Arena. We're going to be touting a lot of different transportation plans. And everybody's going to be sort of saying, look at me, I'm doing it as well. It's sort of a PR push by a lot of different agencies. What we have is we're going to have a temporary dock that's going to be put out there. That's going to cost about $500,000. What they're basically going to do is borrow one that the ferry service has have elsewhere.
This is more of a gangplank than a dock, isn't it, Phil? I mean, let's cut to the chase.
A gangplank?
You won't get wet, but you won't be in luxury.
I told you there was a PR component in this. Yeah, exactly. They're going to pull an emergency gangplank out from a different ferry terminal, and they're going to slap it down there. And then the Golden Gate Ferry, which does the North Bay Marin area, is going to start running boats on game days, but not days. Okay. Your eyes bug out a little bit? No. Golden Gate Ferry's got to run a commuter service between San Francisco, Larkspur, Sausalito in that area.
Right.
And their ferries are all tied up moving people to and from work. Now, they'll be able to do evening games. Now, WIDA, which does the East Bay, that's the
Alameda, Oakland.
Emergency, we call it the Water Emergency.
Water Emergency Transportation Agency.
Which was named that sort of that they could get some money. I mean, water transportation agencies kind of flat when it comes to getting bucks. But if you throw emergency in there and say,
Broken
this
Bay
is
a, Bridge after the earthquake, now you got some money.
They got some money. So they're going to be running theirs. Now, both of you are probably going to run about one boat, maybe cost you $14-15. You better buy your tickets in advance.
I'm just looking at this thing. So if you take your date, it's a $56 round trip just for the ferry fare from Marin County.
Exactly.
Yeah, but if you brought your car into town and park it, what, you'd pay $60?
Maybe.
Probably. Right, and you might even think he got off cheap at 60 because around the park area, they're going to be upping the parking fees to, I think it's like going to be $7-8 an hour.
3,000 parking spaces total within walking distance of the
arena. And 18,500 seats.
Yeah, so you do the math.
So
how about a kayak landing?
I'm sorry if we're laughing about this because it's going to be a painful joke if this thing goes off. And by the way, the Central Subway doesn't look like it's going to be ready either. So
why am I not surprised to hear that?
So they're going to be setting up bus shuttles between 16th Street BART and down to the arena. But anyway, everybody likes the idea of ferry service. We would like to see more of it in the Bay Area. It's a question of money, and it's also a question of regulations. Right now, for example, the Golden Gate Ferry Service is trying to increase its service on commuter lines because more people want to do it. But you got to go through all these regulations and EPA, and there's only so much they're going to allow. So getting people out of their cars and into boats, they're trying it at every turn. It's not cheap and it's not easy, but they're giving it an effort.
And Phil, very quickly, the last person who said I hated that ferry boat trip was never. I mean, people love this stuff.
They just can't
get enough of it.
They can't get enough, but there isn't enough of it out there.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.